Thank you. I really do appreciate it. I always really, really, truly do. Anytime I'm asked to speak, always, always try to do that. Because I want to give back. I mean, that's really the most important thing to me now, more than anything in my life, is the ability to give back, especially to a program that has given me everything. And Overeaters Anonymous has, without a doubt, done that. So my name's Chandler. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I say recovered because I've recovered from a hopeless state of mind and body. And I used the big book of AA to do so. And I'll be honest with you, when it comes to sponsorship, it has absolutely transformed how I work this program. It's given me everything. It's shown me how to actually work the program. Before I had any idea what Overeaters Anonymous was, I understood what it was to struggle with food addiction as well as other addictions, but particularly food addiction. I grew up experiencing this feeling of being less than, being outside of the box. And I went through that entire journey. And I finally came in to program, finally came in after fighting, fighting, fighting my will, trying my best to do it on my own. So when I come into the program and I find out that I need to get a sponsor and I need to work the steps, I felt as if I already had a leg up because I had already done that work, at least I thought, in a sister fellowship. And I didn't really like the idea of having someone tell me what to do, even though they were suggestions. So, and they are really just suggestions, which I love the way that the book frames that. Sponsorship for me looks like a bunch of different people throughout my recovery journey. I've had several different sponsors in this program alone, and each one of them has taught me something unique, something different. I've learned what food addiction is, what it can be, right? What compulsive overeating is. What does it look like? How can it manifest in my life? How can it manifest in someone else's life? And I was able to really get a good, honest look, give a good, honest look at myself and who I was and who I thought I was. I think that's the thing that I learned the most, is that I thought I was someone completely different than who I actually ended up being. And truth be told, I didn't really meet myself until I started working the 12 steps. I actually am the program director for a behavioral health care company in a sober living in North Carolina. And I was telling one of our guests today about how step four and step five can help us see ourselves for the very first time. At least that's what it did for me. It showed me who I was, rather than who I thought I was. It showed me what I looked like on paper. And steps one, two, and three were things that I really thought I understood, but it wasn't until this latest sponsor that I've had that I really understood. I had no understanding of what steps one, two, and three really meant. I was like anybody else. When I got to the portion where I take the third step, I said, yeah, I'm willing to change everything. I'm willing to let go and essentially forfeit my life, my ideas, my way of life, everything. Everything was supposed to be on the table. And it wasn't. It really wasn't. But I was able to get away with that until I wasn't, until it finally caught up with me. Step four was very integral because, like I said before, it showed me who I was. Step five helped me share that with someone else. And then step six and seven really started to weigh on me, because what I hadn't realized when I was out, at least what I thought was working the steps, was looking at myself and examining myself, examining what I do throughout the day. I wasn't listening to my intuition. I wasn't listening to my higher power. I wasn't listening to any of that. And I definitely wasn't strengthening my relationship with that. See, what had happened with me is that my story relies so much on a sister fellowship. I struggled with other things outside of food, particularly drugs and alcohol, for a long time. And when I came into this fellowship, what worked for that thing didn't work for this, because I had to eat to stay alive. And I always thought, well, how do you stay sober when you have to eat to stay alive? Well, I had to learn. And that's where these steps really came alive for me, because I realized in order to survive, in order to not die from diabetes or, have my leg cut off, I needed something more. So, and it took a long time for me to get there. It really did. It took me a long time. And for me, the point where I finally decided enough was enough was when I was 350 pounds and I was walking down the steps sideways because my knees were under so much pain. And this was, I would say, around 3 years ago, 3.5, maybe 4 years ago, but definitely 3 years ago. And I just couldn't do it anymore. So I looked up a local meeting, and I had been to OA meetings before, but I looked up a local meeting, went to it. It was an hour away because I lived in a very rural part of North Carolina. And I happened to meet someone there who was a male, right? That was very important for me, because up until that point, really, I had only ever seen at least what I perceived to be females, women. And it was important for me to find someone who looked like me. At least that's what I felt. And that person introduced me to his fellowship. And just so happened, those people were in Overeaters Anonymous, and those folks were all about the big book, which I was all about the big book. In that sister fellowship, I really prided myself on being very much oriented towards big book and working the program. I could tell you about the program. I could tell you how to work this program blindfolded. But I wasn't working it myself. So when I, because I mean, I was massively overweight. I didn't know how to apply this to food at all. So when I came in, I thought I knew everything, and I really didn't. I had no idea. So I got my first sponsor, started working the step. Well, that didn't work out. Didn't end up working the steps. But I had to find another sponsor who was willing to work the steps. And that journey was interesting. I learned a lot from him. I really did. And he taught me a lot about myself. And, we worked the steps like we're outlined in the big book. And, each time I worked with a different sponsor, I learned new things. I learned things that, about myself. I learned that it required going deeper. And that's something I really didn't want to do. I wanted answers without having to surrender. I wanted to heal without having to be honest. I wanted to skip all the difficult parts of this process, this spiritual process, without actually looking into who I was. I didn't want to do the hard work. And see, that's the thing that I've learned, is that I have to do the work. And I needed someone who was going to tell me the truth. That was really important for me, to have someone who was going to tell me the truth, who was going to be honest with me, who is going to be responsible, really, and tell me exactly what the book is asking. And most importantly, I had to stay. Because for most of my life, I have run away. That's what I was good at. I was good at running away from anything. It didn't matter if it was, the scale. Didn't matter if it was the way someone made me feel. Didn't matter if it
Being
was a
prioritized.
relationship. Thank you. Didn't matter if it was a relationship or anything. I always ran away. And I need something more. And that's what the steps really did for me. They showed me not only how to get free, but how to stay free, which is very, very, very important. And what I didn't understand when I was going through the steps a million times before, I've always had this thing where I'm a delayed processor, where I struggle to really integrate things into my psyche and my understanding. You can tell me something and it will just go over my head until I actually understand it at a deep level. And the time between can take a while. And having my latest sponsor really allowed me to dig into that in a very deep level. And I feel very fortunate for that because the sponsor I currently have is actually a former teacher. And what we've done is we've gone through the big book to what I can only assume a teacher, how a teacher would teach a student going through the big book, which is line by line, highlighting things, circling things, underlining things, and really coordinating different parts of the book with previous mentions, right? So like this page relates to this page that's, let's say this page is 100, and then we go back and we see this again. We see this previously on page 44. So that's something that I had to really learn. I had to learn, how do I implement these steps in my day-to-day life? And that involved really working on getting honest and getting to be who I am and doing inventory, which I don't like. I don't always like doing inventory because I have to write it out and I have to remember all these different parts of it. But I always like the feeling I get
It's too
afterwards.
many.
I
No,
really
it's
do.
not. No, stop. Ignore me.
Are you good? I really truly do appreciate that. So I've learned that all of these steps are integral. They really are. So like I had mentioned earlier, steps 6 and 7 are really integral because they help me to examine myself on a day-to-day basis. Steps 8 and 9 are really important because I get to change my behavior and make amends to people. I get to say, hey, look, I did this. I did that. Steps 10, 11, and 12 are where I get to give back and where I get to monitor myself throughout the day. And I get to practice steps 1 through 9. And I do that on a day-by-day basis. That's the reality of it. I do it on a day-by-day basis. So the benefit that I've had of going through this program and other programs is that I feel like I've consistently became better at being a sponsor. I'm very grateful that I have sponsees now who are absolutely ready to do the work. To be able to see someone get this thing and understand this thing is a beautiful thing. It really is. I personally wish, I hope everybody has that experience. I really do. Because what you learn is that you see people grow in a way that you just would have thought was impossible. And I've worked with people from all over the world. I've worked with a person in India. I think there's another sponsee I had in some other part of the world. I've worked with priests. I've worked with pastors. I've worked with, people who live in California, people who live in Chicago. That's amazing. I get to be a guiding light in these folks' life. And what I get to do is I get to give to them just like it was freely given to me. And that's what I love more than anything, is that I get to help someone. When I'm sitting there and I get to talk to them, right? Let's say we finally get to steps 4 and we're doing the fifth step, to be that person that they get to share their experience with, the stuff that's really been holding them back or holding them down is a very beautiful thing. And I don't take it for granted. I really don't. It's turned my pain into purpose. It really has. It's been amazing to see people grow, to see people not only stay sober, but flourish, to see them get that they don't have to control everything in their lives. They really don't. As a matter of fact, they can't control anything. And this idea of giving up as somehow is the way to freedom and peace. That's what I could never understand when I was early on, is I didn't understand how the idea of letting go was integral to the program. I do now. It took a lot of pain, to be honest. It really did. It took a lot of pain. It took a lot of difficult nights, difficult moments, inventory to really, truly experience this thing called recovery. And what I do today includes everything I just mentioned before. But what I also do is I try to grow spiritually. That's very important for me. I work on that. And that looks like a variety of different things for me. I know everybody's different. For me, that looks like, listening to YouTube videos talking about this religion, that religion, maybe even ghost stories, right? For me, that's a part of my spiritual expansion. I love listening to ghost stories. It just kind of, it helps me to connect with something bigger than myself. I enjoy that. I really do. I also listen to literature. I have the Bible on Spotify that I listen to, even though I'm not particularly religious. All these different things I do because the book asks me to do them. It doesn't ask, it suggests. And it's just changed my life in a crazy way. I mean, I'm sometimes shocked by just how amazing things have gotten. Recently, I got fully certified as a certified drug and alcohol abuse counselor. And I mean, 7.5 years ago, I couldn't even leave my room. I couldn't stop binge eating. I couldn't stop spending money on copious amounts of fast food because I was an addict. I mean, I just could not stop.
2 minutes, Jim.
Thank you. The craving was beyond my control. And what I encourage everyone, if you're a newcomer, if you've never experienced anything like this, the best thing I can suggest is to really give it a chance. Give it a chance. Because I'll be honest with you, for most of my journey, I didn't want to do the things that I did. I didn't want to actually do the action that I needed to do. And what I learned was that that unwillingness was an indicator to me that I needed to do that thing. Because usually what I found is that that was my ego that was feeling threatened. And if there's one thing these 12-step programs have taught me, it is that the ego is absolutely something that I want to tamp down as much as I can. So anytime I notice that within myself, I go the opposite way. And that has been my guiding light since day one. And that has proven to be very, very, very successful. It really has. If you're a newcomer, all it takes is one honest conversation. That's it. That's really all it does take. Just being honest with yourself and someone else. If it can work for me, I truly do believe it can work for anyone, contingent upon them willing to actually do the work. I mean, I tried and tried and tried to lose weight on my own and it never worked. I mean, I tried all the diets. I tried the South Beach diet, the Atkins diet. I think I was going to try that, but I never did. And this is the only thing that worked. And not only has it worked, it's worked amazingly well. So you are worth it and we are worth it. and I thank you for your time.